So you're comfortable. Shafi, please come in. Bring your instrument in.
People will come.
Oh, yeah, we got time. Supposed to start, so I'll just start teaching you the melody. How's that? Then we'll teach it again, but then you'll already know it. It goes like this. Would somebody bring another chair in, or maybe over here, right over here? Oh, are you going to Bilal's? Okay. Okay, good enough. No, we don't need it. Here we go. It goes like this. Allah, 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 Allah. Try that. Allah, 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 Allah. We like to begin with an invocation. Some of you know it. If you know it, join us. If you don't know it, just listen in. Come join us, please. Here we go. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Amen. Come and join us, come on. And folks, if we can, you can make the circle self-regulating, like if people start coming in and the outer circle gets large, you know, filter your way into the other circles, all right? These are known as the Dances of Universal Peace. We find ourselves in the Sufi lineage that traces from the great mystic Pir Murshid Hazrat Inayat Khan, the same lineage as Pir Ziya, his grandfather. He had a disciple in San Francisco named Samuel Lewis, became a teacher in the lineage named Murshid Sam, that's what we call him. Sometimes called him Sufi Sam. And just to tell you a little bit about him, he was teaching in the early 60s in San Francisco. He said he ended up in the hospital with food poisoning, and while he was on his back, he said, Allah came to me and said, I make you spiritual leader of the hippies. He said, I was flat on my back, I couldn't argue. And so somehow we all gathered around him. At that time, he was teaching the mysticism of breath, the mysticism of sound, mysticism of heart. And then he started receiving visions of people like ourselves, holding hands like this, chanting the names of God. And it was in his basement of his home in South San Francisco called the Minto Garden. He said, come on downstairs, I want to try this. If you can imagine now a garage, a two-car garage, meaning not very narrow, but two cars could fit this way. It's concrete floor, a big oil stain in the middle. I really have that still in my image, in my mind. And he said, let's hold hands and let's try this. This is what I've been seeing. And we held hands, you know, and then Allah, Allah, we started chanting Allah. And so that impulse spread to 3 or 4 dances, to 10 dances, to 50 dances, to 100 dances, to 500 dances. And now the dances have spread since that 1968 till now, whatever it is, 40 years. They're in 50 countries, dance circles all over the world. So we call on the name of God. The first thing to recognize is that the reality, which is the essence of all and pervades all, couldn't be confined to a name. Without question, how could a name confine that? So it couldn't mean, the name couldn't mean what we're calling. But if you think of the science of sacred sound as an evocation, a sound evocation formula, by chanting a sound, it evokes in you the movement toward a deeper state of awareness and a deeper state of heart. And so that's how we view this. And as Sufis, they're supposed to be like the thieves, meaning anything good, then they make it their own. Not confined to a particular religious form or a particular creed or a particular religion. So we chant the names of God of every tradition. And it does turn out to be a way of having interfaith and intercultural communal experience, but really we're calling on the essence of all to awaken. So we're going to start with Allah, some of you were here when we practiced. When you translate Allah, there's many beautiful ways to understand it. Allah, meaning yes, no. You know, from the language, so everything included. Its root is waliha, which means mad passionate love. So as our teacher used to yell at us, Allah is your lover, not your jailer. So let's practice the song together since a few new people here. Hai, hai, hai.
Ooh.
Beautiful. So hai means ever living or vitality. Hu, the sound of sounds. If one or two people from the outside circle would come to the first circle. Excellent. Come on, all the way. There we go. The other thing is we view this as a love song. You know, it's a communication from your feeling to the heart. And so I doubt if you were singing to your lover, you'd sing this one. You know, you'd want your lover to hear the message you were singing. So put your vitality into it, you know. Let's hear it, come on. Allah, 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 Allah. Again, with the movements, you also want to put yourself into the feeling of it. Okay, so quite simple. We walk to the right in step with the music. Here we go. Allah, 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 Allah. I remember being on retreat in India. You know, I was having a lovely time, singing, quiet. But I realized I couldn't do this. We can't have this activity alone. You can't do this on retreat. We need each other. So work together. Enjoy each other's company. You know, sing into each other's hearts. Okay? Ooh. To the right. Thank you.
feel what's in that. This next dance, we need to take a part here and maybe make two circles. I think it'd be easier for us. So just take hands with a partner and then go into the first circle and the second. If you don't have a partner, just raise your hand and look for someone in similar condition. And just make two circles.
Thank you.
going?